Social media research. The social media research uses a lot of things. Some of them are monitoring consumers' reactions towards everything, be it marketing, communication, or products or brands. Now, this is exactly where we as advertisers need to understand that what kind of reaction your audience is giving. Is it positive? Is it negative? Is it sad? Is it happy? How are they reacting to your products that you're marketing? Are they reacting in a nice manner? Are they reacting as to, are the comments or are the likes increasing? Are the comments talking about how good the product is or how good the brand is? If not, then there is something which is not right, which we need to figure out. And this is exactly why we use social media research extensively to understand more about the same. It also helps identifying potential influencers and opinion makers across social media platforms. Let's say, for example, there are a lot of people who talk about a brand on social media, but only a few are specifically giving an opinion about that brand. Now, only those few people are the right kind of people for that particular brand or that particular company, wherein they make the right kind of noise for the brand. And this is where it becomes much more easier for us to make sure that we get the right kind of TG and the right kind of audience through social media as well. And we understand as to what kind of influencers are actually making the right noise for the brand. If, for example, an influencer talks about all things positive about the brand, oh, I love this and I love this and I love that, wherein an influencer or a person talks negatively about the brand, whom would you choose? Obviously, a positive one. Now, having said that, that is exactly what we try and analyze through social media as to who is the right influencer for the particular brand. Then we also try to understand the insights of consumers, sentiments, attitude, opinions, and thoughts about products. Again, we also try to gain insights into an organization's communication strategies, actions, and other aspects. Now, what is it that the organization is trying to convey? Is the communication or the campaign trying to convey the same message which the brand wants to convey? Is the product being explained in a way that you understand the product and the brand's message both? Is it coming on to the right kind of people who then further evoke the right kind of emotion, right kind of attitude, and right kind of sentiments for the brand? If that is not happening, then we need to research about where it is happening and take that into consideration and park the budgets of our media plan on social media over there. Now, we can also track information flows flowing in different social media channels, target groups of individuals and or geographical areas, identifying trends in a people's discussion. Now, let me tell you more about this. We can basically understand different social media channels as to which kind of channel, like for example, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, what channel is performing the best for you and why? Where exactly is your target audience reacting to your product and your brand the best way possible? Where are you getting the maximum engagement? Engagement is the combination and the sum of the number of likes, comments, shares, saves, and all the other parameters may vary from a platform to another platform. You, on the back end of all these social media channels, can also track the exact geography of your audience, the age group of your audience, the gender of your audience, and a lot of other parameters of your particular audience. Now, it helps you in identifying trends in people's discussion. What are people talking about? Why are they talking about this particular thing on this particular platform? Now, recently, in talks was this ad by a jewelry brand, which was a big part of people's discussions. Yes, it was a brand ad in which they were trying to highlight how two religions of the country can come together and we can act as one by also launching the new jewelry collection. We understood, the brand understood that this might evoke a different emotion in the users. The ad, although, was very beautiful, but it evoked different kind of emotions, so the brand had to actually remove the ad. If you know what I'm talking about, you know. Social media research also helps you, you know, in a media researcher in a lot of other ways. For example, you can collect and analyze data in real time. This is the number one advantage of social media research and about social media. No other platform can give you real-time data which you can analyze at that moment. Now, when it comes to social media research, let's say, for example, you're doing a campaign and you started that campaign today. It's an organic campaign or a paid campaign. Depends on what your objective was. You can go in the back end and check how many people viewed your ad, saw your ad, clicked on the ad, went to the website, or gave you a conversion. It's real-time analysis, which in turn helps you making your campaign even more better. Now, this is exactly what you can do in real time as a media planner and as a media researcher, more or less. You can collect a wide diversity of information by a heterogeneous group. There are various groups on Facebook. There are various different kind of audiences present over there. You can collect a lot of diverse information through those groups as well. What do this do? What do they give you? They give you a lot of information in which you can try to understand the opinions, attitude, and the reactions of your audience. Then it also allows to get you a large sample of people from different geographical areas. You can access all of those people, right from somebody in Kathmandu, to Kashmir, to Kanyakumari, to Dubai, to US, to Canada, to wherever you want to. Social media has no geographical boundaries. A video can go viral today in a particular city, then in the country, in a different country, all across the world as well. That's exactly what it gives you and makes you understand as to which kind of people and from which geography are reacting and are commenting or are understanding your ads and buying your product thereon, which helps you then park your budgets much more in those particular geographical areas or cities or regions wherein you can make and devise and optimize your own plan even better. You can also collect the data corresponding to different moments in time very quickly, and which is very, very good for insightful studies. It also gives you a lot of longitudinal studies and a lot of longitudinal data. You can actually, through lat long targeting in Facebook, understand which particular coordinate in the entire geography is getting you better data. Now, what you can also do is, in different moments of time, understand as to what data was there earlier, what data is there today. There might be a post which might have dozens of likes yesterday, might have 10,000 yesterday, might have 20,000 today, so on and so forth. Different moments of time give you different kind of data, which again is extensively used in your social media research, which is further helping you to do a better audience research. So that being said, social media research as a whole tries to give you much more real-time data, geographical data, and helps you in analyzing your consumers, your audience much better. And in that in turn helps you target them better. Now, what exactly does it refer to? It refers to, social media research refers to collection of instruments and methods to extract and analyze information through social media channels and the internet. It's very simple. Collect data from different methods or from different channels and the internet, and then analyze the data. Collecting the data will not help. Analyzing it will. all the quantitative and qualitative methods work over here. Some of the popular methods over here to collect the data are surveys, experiments, interviews, web ethnography, content analysis, network analysis, network linguistic analysis, and sentiment analysis. You can, through any of these methods, get your data and then go on and analyze it much, much, much more in depth to get a understanding of your audience even better. It also has supporting analysis along with spatial, temporal, thematic, and sentiment psychosocial dimensions. It also gives you all these various dimensions of data, understanding some data which is temporary, some data which will last forever. Like, for example, a post can be seen and reacted by multiple people. A particular audience on your page who's following you can be same and can increase over a period of time, which is not temporary, which is more fixed. Then thematic, sentimental, and spatial. The research spectrum. Keeping different objectives in mind, the research types can be categorized into: as per specific objectives, research of the market and its segments, research of efficiency of communication and concept, creative testing, research and evaluation of audiovisual media content, evaluation of particular websites, media research, consumer research, brand research, lifestyle survey. All of these things come under the objective, specifically depending on what kind of audience are you analyzing and what kind of content are you pushing. As per the sample or target, B2B or characteristics of the population can be any target group. As per the time frame, one shot research or continuous research, in which either you're tracking the data every now and then, every week on week, the month on month, every quarter on quarter. Quantitative research, personal interviews, online research, panel surveys, telephonic interviews, and questionnaires, and a lot more, in which you get a bigger audience and you get one-on-one understanding by doing interviews as well. Qualitative research, going with group discussions, expert interviews, in-depth interviews, ethnographic research, and a lot more. The entire research spectrum and the entire objective of the research can vary, and according to which, the kind of research that you have to do also varies. Like we understood about, as per the objective, as per the sample or the target, as per time frames, as per quantitative research, or as per the qualitative research. Every parameter has to be analyzed in different ways. That needs to be kept in mind always when researching on different kind of mediums and analyzing the impact of your audience and understanding your audience better. Now, information sources. What are the different information sources wherein you can get data and analyze the data? It can be broadly classified into five categories: client information, market research, competitive advertising, media telecommunication, and commerce as well. Now you get information from client, you get market research, you get competitor research, you get consumer research, you get media information, all of those things. These are different information sources for media researchers. As per the report from Wells, Moriarty, Burnett, and Lewin in 2007. For the quality data and comprehensive analysis, a good media manager keeps a tab on all these sources, right from the client, to the consumer, to the media, to competitive advertising, and as a whole market research. These five sources needs to be kept in mind, and these five categories needs to be kept in mind whenever you are sourcing the data. What are the new media measurement techniques? Social media measurement or social media monitoring or social listening is a way of computing popularity of a brand, company, or anything on the web by extracting information from social media channels. Now, in simple terms, social listening or social media monitoring refers to any particular customer talking about your brand on any medium, on a social media channel or on the internet. You have a tool through which you can analyze and track what is the conversation about. Is it negative? Is it positive? What kind of comments are people putting up? What kind of sentiments are people putting up? And wherever your brand gets a mention on the internet, you get notified through the tools. There are various social listening and ORM tools which also helps you measure and analyze a brand better. The new media measurement is usually used in terms of CTR or click-through rates. Now, what is the click-through rate? What does click-through rate mean? For example, if somebody saw your ad and moved ahead in the feed, did not do anything, did not click on it, did not comment on it, did not share it, did nothing, that is counted as an impression. But wherein a user clicked on the ad, went to the website and did something, or just clicked on the ad, that is taken into consideration as a click. So your CTR basically refers to how many users saw the ad and actually clicked on it, which is defined as the CTR, which also helps you quantify marketing campaigns as to how good, successful are your campaigns. Are they just being viewed by the audience? Are they actually being seen by the audience? Or they actually have the clicks and they have some kind of ROI which is generated through that campaign. Next is sale conversion rate and ROI, which are the two most important precise tools when it comes to mapping the effectiveness of new media with corporate strategies. At the end of the day, every client boils down to only one thing. What is the conversion rate of the campaign? What is the ROI I'm going to generate? And what is it that you as a team of advertisers will get and generate for me? Two most important factors are ROI and conversion rate in any marketing campaign, whether it's a small campaign or a big one. If you can generate ROI for your clients, trust me, they will never leave you. And this being the most important factor in post-corona situation as well, because the media spends have become very, very, very specific. They will only spend where they get an ROI. If there's no ROI, there's no media spends. So make sure you get a good conversion and a lot of ROI for your clients. The market research professionals or the media managers, you need to become familiar with the strengths and weaknesses associated with each of these parameters. It is possible that the client may not have an idea of the situation where a particular parameter can be used, but you need to have the idea as to where which parameter should be showcased. Various parameters like sales conversion rates, what are the click-through rates, what are the rates of engagement levels, and a return of investment, and a lot more. You basically need to focus on engagement, ROI, and conversion. Engagement, ROI, and conversion. Which channel is giving you the maximum engagement? Which channel is giving you the maximum conversions? Which channel is giving you the maximum ROI? It's interlinked. More the engagement, more chances of conversion. More the conversion, more chances of a higher ROI. It's a circle. It's interlinked and it's directly proportional to each other. That is going to help you measure your social media channels better and the new media channels better and analyze which one is doing better than the other and getting your client what they want and closer to their objectives. The most interesting thing in new media measurement is the brand funnel. Now, have you seen a basic funnel, like an actual funnel? A funnel basically is a wider shape converging into a thinner one. That is what every marketer and every advertiser applies. A funnel in their marketing techniques. Because at the end of the funnel is a conversion or an ROI. At the start of the funnel is the awareness or the visibility of the brand. From awareness, the second stage is creating a perception or a perspective towards buying or generating an interest of the user. Third is developing a desire or a purchase intent from the user. Fourth is the cultivation of the preferences. Cultivation meaning asking or generating the action that was required, which will finally lead to your action, which is conversion or a sale or whatever your funnel was looping onto. The entire funnel is something that you always needs to follow and map into specific segments of the funnel. All your measurements have to be put into specific sectors of the funnel. How many people saw the ad? How many people reacted to it? How many people showed an interest? How many people added your product to the cart probably, but did not buy? They had an intention to buy, but they did not buy. How many people actually bought it? You get the entire analysis through which you can analyze and make your campaigns even better. Your media plans improve when you analyze each stage of the funnel and where are you going wrong in the funnel, which stage in particular. The new media measurement can be categorized in two simple phases: ongoing analytics, campaign focus metrics. Now, ongoing analytics is simple. It basically means monitoring the activities over a period of time, which are currently happening. Campaign focus metrics are specific to a campaign or a specific event or a specific month-long campaign or a week-long campaign that you did, with a clear beginning and a clear end. Ongoing will start and will keep on happening activities over the period of time. Campaign is specifically of that campaign. What did you achieve at the start and the end of the campaign? In media, the first thing which you should be deciding should be the goal. It can be simply engaging the customer. It can be generating an interest. It can be getting more video views. It can be getting more purchases. It can be getting more repeat purchases. It can be driving more traffic to the website. Depending on the objective, the matrix may be defined, and according to that, you can then capture the data. Now, what are the different uses of media research? Number one is obviously planning of media planning. The primary use of research is helping you plan and make a better plan. And secondly, buying the right kind of media. So media planning and media buying, directly interlinked to media research. It goes hand in hand. You cannot get an amazing plan without the right kind of research. If your research is not right, your plan is wrong. You purchase the wrong type of media, you buy the wrong type of media, and the ROI is not getting there. Your client will not like the campaign and you will lose the client soon. Then three more places were in creative sources, marketing sources, and media sources, wherein what you try to do is, in each one of them, in creative sources, you try to understand the theme behind it, the message, and the research. What is the theme behind the campaign? What is the message intention? What did it do? Did it come across as it was supposed to be? Research. And in the marketing sources, you try to understand the distribution patterns, the market sales, the rival patterns, what is the competition doing, where all are you having a better share and a better sale, which media is giving you the best distribution channel, distribution pattern compared to other medias, and lastly, media sources, in which you're trying to understand the popularity of the medias, the cost forecasts, and the profiles, which is getting you the maximum output and the minimum cost, which media is more popular amongst your audience, and many more. This is where all your media research is used as a whole. And this is where you understand everything about how to research better, make a better plan, and then finally buy the right kind of medias as an advertiser. That brings us to the summary of the chapter. What all did we learn? Having a quick overview. Audience measurement and research is the focus of media planner's job and needs some specialized tools to do the job. The National Readership Survey, Audit Bureau of Circulation, TV audience measurement, television rating points, audience measurement, listenership survey are some of the important and practical tools available to ease out media planner's job. Research spectrums gives the basic idea about the research carried out in the media domain and the nuances of the project and the nuances of the process and every media plan that you make. And last but not the least, without research, you can never make a good media plan. On that note, thank you very much. Until then, stay safe, take care, and be planning amazing medias. Until next time, thank you.